Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. Today we're going to talk about simmer pots. Simmer pots are a wonderful way to create magic within your kitchen. You can use ingredients that you have on hand, you can go forage, or even purchase whatever you want to add into it. There really are no wrong ways to go about this ritual. I used some items that were on the verge of going bad, and I knew my kiddos weren't going to eat before they turned. I bought some items and had many on hand already. Have you ever heard about cooking with intention? This is a way to do just that, even when you don't feel like cooking food. You put water into a pot, gather any ingredients that create the smell, vibes, energies, intentions that you're going for. Let it sit and cook for as long as you want. Simmer pots are really common around this time of year. When you're wanting to get into a festive mood, it can really help when you smell some festive scents. Add in some amazing music and you've created an entire mood that fills your home. You can also warm up the kitchen area by heating up the water and all the goodness that you put into it. So what can you put into a simmer pot? Look up the meanings and symbolism of the items that you have on hand. If you have a specific intention or purpose for your magical cookings, then add the ingredients that match your intention. I'm going to list the items that I use, and I am including them in the description for this episode so you have a quick reference. Now, many people will use cranberries. They are great for calling it abundance, gratitude, healing, and well-being. Many will also use pine needles. They are wonderful for resilience, cleansing, protection, and forgiveness. I couldn't find those. They are very, very common. However, if you can't find them or don't have them, it's okay to go without. Now, what I did add into mine, some of them are very, very common and others not so much, and that's okay. I added apples to bring in abundance, good health, happiness, and fertility. Lemons and oranges for cleansing, purification, joy, happiness, and luck. I added cinnamon sticks also for abundance, protection, prosperity, healing, and they help enhance our spiritual gifts. Mint leaves are wonderful for healing, abundance, gratitude, understanding, and appreciation. Cilantro is great for endurance, abundance, stamina, resilience, persistence, and alignment with your soul. Cloves are fabulous for protection, healing, manifestation, enhancing our magic, courage, strength, and optimism. Allspice is a fiery herb that helps bring in courage, determination. It enhances our magic, brings in prosperity, increases our energy within us and within our magical workings. Rosemary is wonderful for bringing in clarity, protection, love, blessings, cleansing, honesty, longevity, and earthly wisdom. Star anise is fabulous for purification, protection, stability, expansion, increasing our psychic gifts, healing, and luck. Bay leaves are wonderful for manifestation, abundance, enhancing our intentions, protection, attracting positive energies, and so much more. You can write your intentions on each leaf for greater impact. The herb thyme is wonderful for purification, courage, protection, strength, happiness, good health, and it helps balance our communication. Parsley is known for rebirth, change, healing, wisdom, love, and protection. Nutmeg enhances our spiritual connections. It brings in purity, confidence, success, and awareness. I added pink Himalayan salt for protection, love, purification, cleansing, grounding, centering, balancing, abundance, and prosperity. I didn't add a lot of it because I know salt will actually hinder plant growth, and I do intend on pouring it on some plants later, so I only used enough just to help with the magical workings. Now, the last one, I added in 5 raw eggs. I know this seems weird, but I love eggs. They are wonderful for absorbing icky or positive energies. I added a name to each egg, one for each member of my little family. These eggs will soak up some of the energies that I am cultivating within the simmer pot. And then we're going to plant them outside to help these energies grow, as they help the trees that I plant them near grow and flourish. So, what do you do with it when you're all done? Many people will make a tea out of the liquid that's left behind, if the ingredients were all safe for consumption. Some will use it to aid in their magical workings, in a similar way to using moon water. Now, depending on the ingredients used, you can use the liquid for your ritual cleansings. The pulp makes a wonderful compost for your gardens or plants. I will be pouring all of mine by some trees in the backyard to nourish them, and then some items we will be burying into the ground. That way, we can ground in those energies that we created with the simmer pot. Now, I have it going as I'm recording this episode right now. My home smells so amazing. It will continue to cook until everyone is home and they can enjoy the scent and energies. And each member of my family is going to add in some of the energies that they want to cultivate as well. Remember, there is no wrong way to do this. Make it your own. Add in whatever your intuition draws you to. With magic like this, we get to choose what energies we want to bring into our home and magnify. Want to know more about choosing and balancing your energies? I've created a brand new 30-day course called Creating Balance Within. This course gives you short, easy video lessons with small rituals that you can do anytime. Each video includes energy healing to help you every time you practice these techniques. Want to know more? I'm including the link in the description. You can also check it out at my website, techwitchlayer.com. Thank you for listening. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved.